This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Events to commemorate third anniversary of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Monday, January 22nd marks the third anniversary of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. This year's focus is the lie of deterrence. For decades, policymakers have declared nuclear weapons necessary to deter enemy attacks, all the while ignoring the humanitarian costs of the nuclear arms race and the global devastation promised by the nuclear weapons should deterrence fail. Deterrence has always been a smokescreen meant to hide the truth about nuclear weapons, while nations amassed huge stockpiles in order to project power around the globe. If deterrence ever was a credible policy, that credibility has evaporated as new countries have joined the nuclear club, precisely because they fear the weapons of other nations, exposing the reality that the policy of deterrence has always and inevitably promised proliferation, and with it, ever-increasing peril. The only path to true security is the elimination of nuclear weapons, and the only path to eliminating nuclear weapons is the Ban Treaty. The United States has yet to sign on and ratify the treaty. Nevertheless, participating in in-person and virtual events will make a difference. Information about upcoming events are available at CCNS's website at nuclearactive.org. On Sunday, January 14th at 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War and the Young Professionals in Foreign Policy will be host to a webinar about the interconnectedness of the two great existential threats posed by the climate crisis and the danger of nuclear war. The anniversary of the Ban Treaty will be followed on Tuesday, January 23rd at 8 a.m. Mountain by the virtual 2024 Doomsday Clock announcement of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. The setting of the hands of the clock always draws media attention, and it dovetails perfectly with the Ban Treaty's goal of eliminating the threat of nuclear annihilation. On Saturday, January 27th, from noon to 2 p.m. Mountain, an online forum about building a world without nuclear weapons, an urgent imperative, will focus on the increasing threat of nuclear war and what ordinary citizens can do to prevent it. The speakers are John C. Wester, Archbishop of Santa Fe, New Mexico, Dr. Ira Helfand, co-founder and past president of the IPPNW, and Marie Dennis, Catholic Nonviolence Initiative Pax Christi International. For more information and to register, go to https://paxchristima.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, links, and updates, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.